Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
My name is Molly Ritterbeck. I am your AWN Engagement Ambassador. I am here today to give your mill spouse empowerment moment, and we are going to talk about creating a not to-do list. Everyone always talks about a to-do list. I'm sure some of you have one near you, on your phone, on your computer, on a pad of paper. I think most people have a to-do list, or maybe mental. I'm not equipped to make a mental to-do list to remember what's on it. What we're going to talk about is how life is crazy. No matter if we're in a pandemic or not, I don't know that that has necessarily changed a whole lot in my life, minus that my kids were not in sports. That kind of gave us some time. We have crazy schedules. A lot of us just have, no matter what stage of life we're in, if we have kids, no kids, if we are working, not working, if we're a stay-at-home parent, which to me is fully working, with volunteering, the loads of things you can do, whether it's inside your military community or outside of your military community, sports, whether it's inside your military community, outside your military community, fitness. There are a plethora of things that you could be filling your time with. We have plates that are full, completely scheduled out, not really a moment to breathe. If you are lucky, you may have found some extra room in your day with everything that's going on, like for us. We had a lot of kid functions that were no longer happening. You know, sports, Girl Scouts, Awanas, everything, even Wednesday night church, which is our busiest day. We didn't have it. It was all became virtual, so there was no travel involved. So whether they were still doing those activities via a Zoom link and online, whatever, we didn't have the travel time that was dedicated to that. So it dramatically freed up our schedule on especially Wednesday. But one of the things I always to do, have liked to do, but never had the ability to do because of the different things we had going on, whether it was our activities or the kids, was to sit down and read a good book that I didn't have to think about. So, you know, how they have Hallmark movies. I have books like that. The time that I wanted to spend doing this type of reading, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, that's how I like to read. I like to sit down, have a glass of something to drink, whether it's coffee, tea, wine, water, whatever your pleasure. Curl up with a blanket, get nice and cozy. And I would read, you know, 5 to 10 chapters, just depending on how far I got into it or what it is that I like to do. I never had that time. I would have like a 5-minute pocket, which I know there are plenty of people that like to read their books 5 minutes. Oh, I'll just get a couple pages in. I can't do that because then I get all kind of OCD or not OCD, but like ADHD, like I can't focus. I don't remember what I read. I end up rereading stuff. It's just weird. One of my favorite things that I wanted to always do, I found that I could finally do. I was able to have that time to sit down and read. And some of my favorite books to read are Debbie McComber books. They are my Hallmark movie of books. There's great series. They have love stories. They have, you know, things with a twist that kind of get you going. It's great. I encourage you to check her out. She has a great line of books. The Rose Hill, those are my favorite. It's about an inn. You'll love them, I'm sure. But what this did for me, by removing one activity, meaning something that obviously I didn't have a choice in at the time, but this can apply to any time, removing an activity, it sparked a change for me that allowed me to have another. Removing that activity, putting it on my not-to-do list. So I'm not going to drive my kids to sports. I know that sounds awful when you say it out, but not doing sports, we'll go with there. Or not going to XYZ for whatever reason. It sparked a change for me. It allowed me to get back something that I really enjoyed doing, and it made me feel more calm. I was happier and just overall had a better kind of mental health picture. It might literally sound crazy that for someone that goes all the time, this was something that allowed me 30 minutes to an hour of awesome sauce. It made me think that, you know, when I was at the library, I was picking out the books and I had time to go to the library. I had time to look through the books. I had time to kind of sit and see, oh, this one's not what I want. It's not the next one in my series. I could pick out whatever book it was that I wanted. And I had time to find new things that I wanted to read. It made me think, like, how could I put more things on this not to-do list so that I could do more things that I truly enjoyed? Warren Buffett once said, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. Now, that's not something realistically that I can do, just say no to everything. It's not a reality. But the truth behind that statement is still there. By removing a few things that bring us no joy, that are just kind of a drag, we can incorporate new things that get us where we want to be, whether it's a clear mind space or to garden or to be able to just sit on the back porch. That's something. I also found that by not sleeping in, by actually waking up maybe 10 minutes earlier or 15 minutes earlier, I was able to enjoy quiet time in the morning, which really brings a peace to my day. And I like having that quiet time that allows me to just do nothing. You can choose something to remove that doesn't add value. Okay. You could do anything trivial, whether it's binge watching whole seasons in one day, multiple days a week, whether it is phone games or getting on social media, which we all know is a time suck. Literally anything trivial like that. Or even it could be something. I had a friend who tried intermittent fasting, and they found that in the morning, they spent a lot of time getting together a really great breakfast. By not doing that, they were able to start blogging again, which was something that really truly brought them joy. You know, blogging isn't necessarily something that I'm going to do. Giving up breakfast is not necessarily something that I'm going to do, but that was something that worked in their time frame. They were able to give that up. Now just think about what kind of breakfast this person must have been eating. It had to have been elaborate and beautiful and delicious, that it allowed them time to get the blogging in that they loved. And blogging takes time. You can even remove, you know, just one piece of the puzzle instead of the whole puzzle. Maybe you just take social media off your phone, but you can still access it via computer, but it's more intentional instead of that mindless. Commit to this change for a period of time. You know, a lot of people talk about 21 days to make a habit, which I don't think that's been proven that that's an irrelevant arbitrary number. But for me, it's something more like 60 to 90 days before I really start making something a habit. Whatever that time is, commit to it so that you can make this change of, okay, I'm going to give up breakfast in order to do something. I'm going to get up 15 minutes earlier in order to do something. Break it up and then really commit to that time. Now that you have that time period that is free, you're going to fill it with something that is worthwhile and meaningful to you. Meaning, be careful not just to take away something to fill it with something and it doesn't bring anything to you. We are freeing up time to do something that is meaningful and life enriching for us. For me, it was taking that time to just sit still and slow down. Now, granted, when things pick up and they're able to do sports again, that's going to look a little different still. But now that I'm intentional on what I'm doing, I can look at it. So let us not try to remove activities just to fill them with another overwhelming activity. Be mindful of your choices. One of the other things is, like, I volunteer a lot. There are some volunteering activities that have plenty of volunteers that if they miss me, it's not going to make that big of a difference. Choose wisely in that. I have a few that are very near and dear to my heart that I will always be in no matter what. But I had a friend who, like me, volunteered a lot, took away one of her volunteer activities that she did, sat down and watched an episode of the show. I think it was Riverdale. Her and her kids sat down and watched that show for 1 hour, one day a week. So instead of volunteering with people that were outside of her home, she decided to be intentional, enrich the kids in her home. She spends that 1 hour a day with her kids. They watch that TV show. They enjoy the time together. That is something that maybe would interest you as well. There are plenty of things you can do. It doesn't have to be just necessarily one thing either. If you can find two things, go for it. The main key, put on your not to-do list, is something that is overwhelming you, is stressing you, is not enriching your life. Take it out and put something in its place that will, and you will find that even though maybe your hours of the day that you're doing something hasn't changed, but you will find that your mental headspace will be clearer, calmer, and you'll be more collected. that is my male spouse empowerment moment for today. Create that not to do list of things that don't fulfill you, don't serve you. Put something in its place that will. And I hope that you guys will come back and kind of let us know what it is that you're going to switch out, and we'll see how it goes. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.